Where would you let the animals graze?
Pasture. On the prairie.
What?
Out on the prairie, that's where they graze. Out on the meadow, they some people that were, you know, and would call it a meadow, but they, you didn't, you had a pasture.
Uh-huh.
They grazed in the pasture.
Would you use words like meadow or prairie, or does that sound more Western to you?
Prairie and well, prairie sounds Western, meadow sounds Eastern Seaboard.
Around here, they just say pasture?
Just a pasture. You put a horse out to pasture. Well, in Kentucky, they still use the word pasture.
Uh-huh.
And that's about all I can tell you about that part of it.
If you were raising cotton, that would grow out in the area where it's planted would be called a cotton
field.
Huh?
Cotton field, cotton acreage.
What would you call something a lot smaller than a field? Like you just have potatoes planted in, you'd call it a potato.
Well, if you grew them on a small basis, why, it'd be in the garden.
Okay. And if you wanted to break the ground up for planting, you break it up with a
plow.
What different kinds of plows did they have around here?
Well, they had the regular plow, and then they had the middle buster and the cultivator. And
what was the middle buster like?
It had two wings on it and throw the dirt both ways.
Uh-huh.
That's to clean out the row between the rows.
Do you remember something that they had that would break up the ground finer than a plow? It had a little teeth?
Harrow.
Hmm?
Harrow.
Were there different kinds of them?
Well, you plowed it first and then you take your harrow and run over it, and it had spikes and it'd cut up. And a cultivator. We also break it up finer. It had
uh-huh.
discs on it.
What animals would you plow with?
Well, mules or horses.
What would you call
them? Before my time, they did use oxen.
What would you call two of those hitched up together for the mules?
Pair.
Huh?
A pair of mules.
Okay.
A team of mules. A team of horses.
When you're plowing, the trench that the plow cuts, that's called the
middle buster.
Or the low place that it cuts is the...
That was, I don't know, that was between the rows. All I can tell you, I don't know what it was called.
Did you ever hear it called the fur? Fur or anything like that?
It's possible it's a fur. But I don't know what they call it. All I know is about the rows and beds.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what the rest of it was called.
When you're plowing with two horses, did you ever hear a special name for the one that walks in the furrow?
No. You're thinking of G. Hall. Well, that was used with oxen.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't used with horses.
What did it mean with oxen?
It means one wing to go to right and one wing to go to left.
How would you signal the horses if you're plowing?
With the lines. Leather lines.
Uh-huh. What, when you're riding on a horse, what do you...
Reins.
And your feet are in the
stirrups.
And before you can get a horse ready to go somewhere, before you can hitch him to a wagon or a buggy, what do you say you have to do to him?
Harness him.
And when you're, did anyone around here grow cotton at all?
No, some of my relatives grew cotton up here at Hockley. I picked cotton one time. About 3 hours, and I think I had 15 pounds of cotton, and I quit.
Did y'all visit your relatives very often?
No. I don't visit them at all now.
When you're working with cotton, you have to go out and kind of thin the cotton out. What do you say you're doing?
I don't know what you do. I don't know that much about cotton.
What kinds of grass would grow up?